Well, first of all, I'm very tired. I have not been sleeping well. So last night I made a plan to go to bed early, sleep through the night, you know, because I'm in a long distance relationship now.
Aww.
Even though that distance is a 40-minute drive, but not allowed to see her. So we usually talk at night, but you know, I think you know me long enough to know that I'm an early riser. I'm not a night guy. So I've been living the life of a guy that stays up late while still maintaining my original character of waking up at the crack of dawn. So I haven't slept well for a number of weeks. So last night we made a decision. We won't chat, go to bed, sleep through the night. But I just didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. So I had another shitty sleep.
Oh, and then it's not as worth it if you didn't have the fun little romantic
exactly.
chats. You might exactly. as well have them. Oh no.
Yeah. So I'm tired, but I'm fine. But it is it's 7:30 a.m. 12:30 a.m. Irish time.
12:30 p.m. here.
P.m. Irish time. Yeah. So how was your Irish trip?
Oh yeah, it's fine. No, it's good. I'm like sad to go back because it's so nice and relaxing. You know. It's lovely.
What are you going back for?
I have to do a TikTok gig for the 2 months. So I have to be in the country on the first.
So you're actually you've been employed by TikTok to do shows?
Just to do educational videos, lads. Like, what the fuck am I going to educate? But we'll figure it out.
why do you need to be in the States?
It's because it's American. They want American TikTokers. Like, obviously I'm not American, but people who are based there, it's like, I honestly think it might be because they're doing the creator funds. They're trying to put money into America to keep TikTok. Do you know, I think it's TikTok's way of coming back, or I'm not really sure what it is exactly, but you have to be in America to do it.
Just so strange.
Yeah, I know, but sure. It's great. So
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. So just have to do 40 videos for them.
You getting paid?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you know. Woohoo.
I like it. TikTok. TikTok's worth it for you. Were you surprised by the difference between how much about Ireland have you been talking about?
Not a lot, because it's literally just been the guests talking about their stuff. But I mean, have I been surprised the difference with COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the way people's attitudes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Here they're like, I'm like two minds of it, because people are strict here in one way in regards to, they're like, okay, there's a few cases, we need to lock down, like Kildare getting locked down and all that stuff. But then in the other way, it's less strict because you're able to go inside and have a coffee inside or dinner inside, which you can't do in New York. So
you can't do in New York City, but you can do in Nassau and Suffolk.
Oh, can you? Oh, wow.
Yeah. You can. I mean, I haven't been going inside because I just too paranoid, but you can. But not in New York City. He didn't let people inside.
No, and he's getting like stricter as well, because our backyard show got cancelled because
really
yeah basically he said you can't have comedy shows and sell tickets for them. It's so strange, the rules. So QED had to like shut down for a while. You can have like free shows, which doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't you? I don't really understand it. You can only have them if it's not like a. If it's like a private venue or something, like, so that's why I think New York Comedy Club is fine, but I don't really understand the rules. Yeah.
I did one of those New York Comedy Club shows.
Did you have fun? Did you like it?
I enjoyed it, but I didn't do any more because, you know, I'm now on a stringent, anyway, my movements are restricted now. So I got too nervous about doing them.
Your movements are restricted.
Let's just say I'm sort of under a sort of a semi quarantine, waiting to, you know, potentially go into a situation where people are on lockdown. So I can't take any risks.
Like a TV show type of thing.
Like basically like a thing that I'm not allowed to say.
Okay, cool. That's so exciting. And is that with
I'm not allowed to say. That's the whole point.
Okay, well, anyway.
Like literally contractually not allowed to say. I mean, legally not allowed to say. I don't mean like, oh, somebody told me not to say.
No, I know. I signed a contract with the TikTok thing as well. And I must read first before I post this what I'm allowed to say about it. But I think we're posting tomorrow. So I'm sure I'm allowed to say that I'm working with them. But I never read the contract. I just signed it.
Oh, Katie, you're supposed to get a lawyer for these types of things.
I'm so poor. I'm like, here, whatever, for money, take my soul.
Oh yeah, you are supposed to just have somebody have a quick look over it. I mean, that's the benefit of having an agent and a manager, but it's all ahead of you, you know?
I know, exactly.
You'll probably get an agent and or a manager out of the TikTok thing.
Yeah, well, I signed with a TikTok manager for the 2 months, so they'll be like talking to me and stuff, so that's cool. She's the one who sent it to me, so fingers crossed something good comes out of it. But anyway, here's what the listeners really want to know: how's your love life, how's your romance?
Oh, it's good. I've talked about it a lot over on the Des Bishop. I'm boring the pants off people, to be honest with you.
I know, but I know a few people message asking, so they probably should just go over and listen to your one.
No, a quick recap. No, it's totally fine. But it's fine. But I haven't seen her in nearly 6 weeks.
Because she's off working, obviously.
She's off doing something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been a long distance relationship since Tuesday, five weeks and five days ago.
That's nice though, because when you do see each other, it builds excitement. I think that's great.
Yeah. I honestly, it wouldn't have been as big of an issue, except that we only had 2.5 weeks actually to get to.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Know each other before, and it was going exceptionally well. Now it's still going totally fine, and it's cute as fuck. We talk every night, and all that stuff is wonderful.
Yeah.
But it's also, the scenario has enough complications to be like a thing you'd rather not deal with. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Her situation isn't that easy, and then it's not easy for me to, you know, just be sort of like having to try to navigate that situation. And like, none of it has caused us any problems, but it's like, it's just not ideal. But that's just life, you know?
Yeah, I'd imagine for two sort of like, for two successful people as well who are already busy, it'll be kind of hard to fit in.
Katie,
what?
I am not busy. I am.
Well, I'm thinking about it when the future comes, you know, when you're off doing shows. Yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 But that part I'm kind of used to. What I'm not used to is, first of all, I'm not used to liking somebody this much. That's numero uno. Definitely,
yeah, scary.
The person that I've liked the most in my life, you know, or certainly long enough that I can't remember if I actually have felt this way before, you know. I probably have, particularly at probably one time, but it was so long ago. Like I was 23.
Yeah, that's,
you know, at the beginning of that, at the beginning of that one, that I probably did feel this way, but I can't really remember. Plus, I didn't end up in a situation 2.5 weeks after sort of falling for this person that I then couldn't see them for 6 weeks. And like I have definitely met somebody quite like them, had to go away, or like met somebody in Australia and then left and kept it up, but never with the same, you know, never with the same yearning, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, it's just different. That's the main point, that it's just different. So yeah, I would have preferred a bit more time just to like get settled into each other before we had that thing. Not to mention that she's like, literally, like, when I hear thunder, she hears thunder, you know, like she's pretty close. Like, that's the really frustrating thing. Like, we'll be on the phone and there'll be thunder and she'll be like, "Did you hear that?" Yeah. Same fucking place. Yeah. It's like, it's more like a prison situation, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like, she's locked away. Her father won't let you see her.
Yes, exactly. It's like that. The whole thing is very adolescent, you know?
Yeah.
The whole thing makes me feel like an adolescent. So anyway, it's going very well.
It's great.
And, but I'll really look forward to getting back to just like the normal progression of a relationship rather than this, you know, this unique time, you know?
And when can you do that? Will that happen soon? Or do you have another couple of months before you guys can actually hang out again?
No. Only a couple of weeks.
Oh, actually,
less than 2 weeks now. We've broken the back of it.
That's great.
We've broken the, yeah. We've completely nailed it. Like yeah. in that regard. So it's all very positive, but not ideal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Did I sound negative in any way there?
No. You sound young and in love.
Yeah. Just so fucking tired. Yeah. Just haven't slept well.
Yeah.
So,
like,
but yeah, no, definitely all the stuff that you get, you know, waiting for texts, you know, all that.
That's so exciting. I love that.
But nobody likes to be in the situation where you've nothing but time and the other person is super busy.
Yeah, I know. Cause you have a little bit more time to think about it, but you will be busy again soon. You know, you've got,
yeah, but I'll never be in the initial fucking smitten phase.
I know.
I need it to be busy in the smitten phase.
Okay. Okay. Well, write a book. Okay. Distract yourself.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I've been working on something like that too, but yeah. it helped with that. The thing that I'm writing, actually it helped with that. It's funny. And it's years ago, I was in the same situation. I was writing a play and I was kind of a bit stuck, particularly on the relationship between the main character and this woman. Yeah. And then I fell madly in love with somebody and it just immediately went into the script and made a difference. So life can be funny like that sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, that's it. Any other questions on that front?
No, I guess you really answered it all, but like, it's really exciting. I'm excited for you. I'm happy for you. So I guess you're just doing everything you've talked about on the podcast before. You're getting to keep up. Well, isn't that great though, in one way, like that you guys can still like sext and FaceTime and all of that. You can kind of keep it up, which is everything you've always advised listeners to do.
Oh, I've been doing all that. But it didn't require like a sit down, like, hey, now listen, you know, long distance relationships are helped by sexting and phone sexing. I mean, you know, we have a strong sexual chemistry. So there was no problem on that front. Yeah, I had, okay. She did the podcast with me and Steve.
Yeah. I saw, I didn't listen to it now, but I saw.
Yeah. Good too. So there's all sorts of ways that you do stuff that make you feel closer. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. Like doing stuff like that on the phone, like phone sex or whatever, it 100% makes a difference. Like you do feel closer, even though you're just in your room doing what you do. You definitely do feel closer. And then also what I find is that at moments of maybe frustration where, you know, just your desire to be together is starting to frustrate you, both of you. I don't just mean me. When you do that, it does kind of, it does wipe that away. It does.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the science behind it is. I don't know what hormones get secreted that suddenly make you feel closer again, make it feel like you're one, but it definitely works. I mean, if anybody's in a long distance relationship, like you really have to push past any of your awkwardness around that and give it a shot.
But it's so intimate. Like, you know, it's just the two of you on the phone touching yourselves. Like it's super, it's super intimate. So of course.
Yeah. I mean, it absolutely works. That's one thing I have found.
And have you guys talked about like what yous are, like you're in a relationship, or are you kind of just rolling with it?
It's another thing I can't say.
Okay.
By the way, I don't mean that needs to be edited. I just mean,
yeah,
I got certain instructions on like what I can say and what I can't say.
Great.
You know?
Yeah. Look,
relationship progression, unfortunately, is on lockdown for public information. But again, this, I don't mean this in terms of like, don't ask me that question, Katie. I just mean, I don't want to get her in trouble.
No, of course. Absolutely. And I know, like, you know, she's mega successful. She's great as well. She's just like, I only think I met her once maybe at a show. I don't even think we talked to each other. But a lot of my friends are friends with her, and they only have really, not really nice things to say about her. Plus, her tweets are great. I get a good laugh every day.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys are sort of tweeting in a similar vein.
Yeah.
I do laugh at some of her tweets nowadays. I'd be like, that is clearly a 2-year-old tweet. You know, some like bullshit. I'll be like, that's not, you're like really in a different place now.
Yeah. But like, she's still marketing stuff. So she probably has to pull out the old Hinge tweet or something, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Cause she's, exactly, you know, advertising for them. So that makes sense. But yeah, that's so funny. Cause you know, she actually followed me on Instagram, but this must have been when you guys were starting. That was so, and I was like, wow, I was actually going to ask her, would she do the podcast sometime? And so I followed her back and I was like, this is great. And then 2 days later, you were like, oh, me. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Oh, it's Hannah. I mean, we don't hide her name. It's Hannah. Everybody knows all her crazy.
Yeah.
All her fans know, and all her fans message me now all the time looking for information.
That's so funny.
I actually breadcrumb. I leave information. I leave coded messages on my Insta stories for her fans.
Oh well, you did tag her once. That wasn't very coded, but
No. I leave coded messages. I don't mean I'm not hiding. We're not hiding that.
Yeah, I know.
We're absolutely not hiding that.
What do you mean by coded messages?
Like sometimes I leave stuff in Chinese. Sometimes I leave sometimes I talk about things in code.
Yeah.
But they can decipher everything.
That's so funny.
They're crazy fans.
They're mega Hannah fans. That's amazing.
T-shirt. You know, I put a post up the other day, T-shirt, but TEA.
Yeah.
Like in other words, there's gossip on this. If you can decode this, there's gossip on it.
Oh, that's so funny. I honestly saw that and I was like, oh, Des must be doing like the tea Irish thing. Cause you know, that's something like... But it was for Irish people. Like you were being like, no, there was tea.
It was coded.
Didn't get that at all. I'd be the worst code breaker.
You're not meant to. You're not one of the code breakers.
Oh yeah. See, there you go. It's very good.
You know, also I've never spoken publicly about any of my relationships really. And all the time we've been doing the shift, I tell every story in deliberate vagueness.
I know. But,
yeah, but you know, the thing is that she's just quite public, you know, she just like talks about stuff. And because I've always been one of like looking for mega privacy, I just kind of decided I would do it different. I just kind of embraced it and thought, fuck it, we'll give it a shot. Now, I have no idea if that's positive or negative, but
yeah. Well,
there's a vulnerability to it that I kind of like.
Yeah.
You know, plus it's also like you're really outing yourself as, you know, like falling for somebody. So you can't really hide it then, you know?
It's very vulnerable. And but also the thing as well with the other partners you had to respect their privacy. Whereas with Hannah being so public, it's fine. She's not going to text you like, shut up, Des.
She fucking didn't fucking respect mine. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, like fucking...
It's so funny.
You didn't fucking call her daddy, man. She gave a fucking straight up play-by-play.
Oh, so that's okay. So she spoke about it. Yeah, because I know that someone messaged me, like one of the shift listeners being like, when you hadn't said her name originally, they were like, oh, it's Hannah, the Sunday time. No.
The Irish Sun.
Yeah, wrote a thing. And I guess she had said it on Call Me Daddy or whatever it's called.
No, she didn't say my name on Call Her Daddy, but I mentioned that she mentioned me on Call Her Daddy, and then they went back and figured out who it was.
Yeah. Wow. Look, there's a bit of an investigating there.
there's a lot. But anyway, let me ask you something. So now you're back home.
Yeah.
And we haven't told the listeners that I'm actually finishing up on the shift.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I told them the last episode, I said that you'd be back for the last episode, but
you did tell them
at the very end, but I don't think they listened to the very last piece because they still messaged me being like, when's Des back?
Yeah.
You know, the little exit thing. I just said it briefly at the very end, but
yeah.
I don't think they got that far, but yeah, it's your last episode.
Well, certainly my last regular episode.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Come back whenever you want.
Yeah. But, which had me thinking.
What?
There's one loose end in this podcast Uh-oh. That me and you have done together. No.
I know, I get so scared all the time. I always think I'm in trouble and I never do anything bad.
Well, that it's funny you mention that because it's really related to that I was going to bring up, which is, the one heavy conversation we had was in the car that time we were in Astoria. You were talking a bit about your childhood.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we talked about it vaguely. And then, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but we never mentioned that some of your crazy family fucking, you know, threatened me with legal action.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wondered, now that you're back in Ireland, you know, how you feel about all that?
It's strange because I actually feel fine. You know, I feel like it was really horrible at the time because it was upsetting for me because, well, A, they think I'm more successful than I am because they thought I was represented by your manager, which I'm not. He was like, you can't cancel me. I don't have that much success. Do you know? So, but if anything, you know, let's say in me having like 11 to 12 years no contact, and then the only contact from them was to try and get me cancelled, was actually nice for me because it was like, okay, actually, it's kind of just reconfirming everything, you know what I mean? That I, you know, that nobody messaged me being like, hey, let's have a chat about this. I was a bit upset about that episode. Let's talk about it. Nobody ever contacted me. And like, yeah, I'm a reasonable fucking person.
I know. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, just, and the fact that they heard it wrong, you know, because they heard, and by the email you got, which is something I never said, which again proves that that's not a relation, like a life that I want to live, where you're saying something and someone is hearing differently and then getting mad at you.
Yeah. And what's really amazing is that the people that are obviously in denial about what was done to you,
mm-hmm.
still to this day, despite hearing you in your adult mindset, reminiscing about your adolescence and how tough it was, that they wouldn't have an ounce of compassion or sympathy or empathy. I don't know what type of childhood they had, but that they wouldn't have stopped for a second and been like, this must have been tough for Katie. That it's more important for them to maintain, I guess, the illusion that there wasn't serious emotional, mental, possibly physical. You don't have to admit any of this, but that there wasn't abuse.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty crazy. Like, how many adolescents completely cut off their relationship with their mom and then 10 to 12 years later, whatever, that contact never came back? Like that. Yeah. How can they just think that somehow you're some horrible kid? How can they maintain that?
It is funny because it's like so nice as an adult to look back and be like, oh, wait, I was a child. And like then to be like, I'm going to be nice to that child and be like, actually, you didn't do anything wrong. You're not a bad person. And the fact that they're still like, oh, I'm, you know, we're the victims. And it's like, well, I wasn't some fucking demon child. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. You're still fighting with a child. Like, okay, I'm an adult now, but I'm not engaging. And the other interesting thing was, I was going to say it there and I lost it. Something about... Oh, right. But I think when they emailed you, the fear was that I would actually say specific things that happened. And I haven't. And I've chosen
By
not
the
to,
way.
Because yeah. I'm not going to bore the fucking listeners with that. They have better things to be listening to. Do you know what I mean? So like, if anything, they should be like, thank God she didn't get into specifics and just leave me alone.
Well, let me interrupt you there. First of all, it wouldn't be boring for the listeners. Number two, I was going to say, do these people think you don't have a right to talk about your own life?
I know. And it was funny because when that happened, when they sent that email, obviously I didn't tell my cousins because I didn't want it. This is so funny. I only told my cousin recently because...
Oh, you did actually tell them? Oh, wow.
I told her recently, but... and they're probably listening to this because they've actually listened to a couple of episodes and other stuff has been said since. And like, lads, keep listening if you want. You're just helping now towards our numbers. It's great. Like, stop listening because they keep hearing things wrong and saying I said things I didn't say. If you're at least going to listen, listen.
Yeah, but they're just, but they're just into the drama. That is that, that is, that is what you freed. That is actually what you freed yourself from.
Know,
it's quite, it's quite upsetting, really. You know, it's really, your situation is so tough.
Yeah, it is because...
Sorry, what were you going to say? You were saying there about you talked to your cousin.
Well, and, you know, I said the only reason I didn't tell you at the time was because I didn't want it to get back to them because I didn't want any fire. I didn't want to give them the power that they think that it would upset me because trying to get me cancelled or whatever, it doesn't upset me. The only thing it makes me worried that if I ever did go for a career in Ireland, that I would be embarrassed that you would email people saying stuff about me. Like, just leave it. I have no intention. And even if I did in the future decide to say, if I like... But I'm not right now. I'm not saying anything.
No, but you can say whatever you want about your own life. That's the whole thing. They're continuing to try to make... Yeah, but they can, they're continuing to try to make you feel like like you did something wrong.
I know. I know. It is crazy. Like, it's... Yeah.
Because I did come to that. I did come to that realization late in my life. I don't know if we talked about this at the time, but after my dad died, you know, I was writing the book about my dad. And my mother was being my mother, and just it just suddenly hit me, like, I don't have to fucking, like, I've done everything you could possibly could as a son to look after my dying father and also to look after her and just be a positive member of the family. And it just hit me that, like, I've spent my whole life tiptoeing around my mother, and I was sent to another country at 14. And just like you said, I was a fucking adolescent.
Yeah.
You know, I was a teenager and I ended up completely on my own. Now, I don't have any resentments with my mother these days, but back then I did have that moment of like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried, my mom tried for a year to make it seem like I was the bad guy. And coincidentally enough, her family came after me years later. Years later, her family came after me suggesting that I was the bad guy for falling out with my mother after my father died. But in the end, I know that these people don't know the, you know, the emotional abuse and the shit that went down. And yeah, it's nothing to do with them, you know? And that's the thing that these people do. They try to attack you so that you don't feel like you have a right to be upset.
It's horrible. It's interesting that you said that about them bringing up your father, because that's a real guilt trip. That's a real, oh, like, you couldn't have cut our contact. Because that was the same thing with me, like, because my grandmother had gotten sick and passed away. And then a certain person said that people were saying that, I didn't go visit her in the hospital. And when I heard that, I was like talking to my stepmom and I was like, you drove me up. And she was like, I was like the fucking getaway car, like, while you would go in and see your grandmother in the hospital. I was like, just because they didn't see me there doesn't mean, but like, what a horrible thing to use against someone to make them feel bad. And like, a horrible thing for you as well. Like, oh, I have to keep up this toxic relationship just because someone died. No, actually.
Well, keep it up after that. Anyway, I won't get into the details of what's going on with my mom, but actually what happened was my mother was sick, and this is years had passed. Myself and my mother's relationship was strong again. And all that stuff was super positive. And my mother really kind of like had a whole new lease of life, not because of me, but my mother made some genuine changes to her life. She became, you know, she became happier. She rose to the challenge of being a widow. And, you know, yeah, I can't imagine how difficult all that was for her. And she did do that. But then she started getting sick and I was flying back from China. Then I was flying back and forth from Ireland. Myself and my two brothers were just frantically running around. And, you know, during one of the stressful times, my aunt, while in a hospital, while my mother was lying in bed, my aunt actually turned to me and said, what you did to your mother after your father died, your father would be looking down from heaven now, ashamed of you. And I was just like, of course I fucking lost it. But, you know, it's just, there is a sick, toxic thing. And by the way, I have a good relationship with that aunt now too. I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to shit on my aunt.
Yeah,
I'm just
absolutely
saying that, like, these family dynamics, sometimes it's easier to attack the truth than to just accept that, you know, bad shit goes down in families.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can understand your mother not wanting to admit what was done to you, but I can't understand the family holding on so strongly.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm sure there's certain family members who don't feel that way. And it's just easier just to kind of, same way, like with me, the only relationships I have are with people who have reached out to me since, just because I wouldn't even put them in that dramatic, it's like a fucking mafia, like the way they're going on the family, like Jesus, you know what I mean? Like, and you know, if you have a bad relationship with an ex, you break up with them, you move on, like just, but here's the other thing. People will be like, you, like, I'm sure you felt this with your mother, like it's your mother. And you're like, yep. Well, actually for me, I had plenty of opportunity to leave before I was 18 and I stayed till I was 18. Like, you know, it's not like I gave up money from jobs and stuff, which is you should if you have any extra. And I know that she put in money stuff and like all that stuff. I'm not saying, but that doesn't mean I have to just be in something that affects your mental health. Like, that's insane. You don't owe someone. You don't, just because they gave birth to you, it doesn't mean you're like, okay, well then I should just be in this horrible situation for the rest of my life. I'm like, I did my jail time.
And it's funny too, just on a less intense level, people whose issue is control, like extreme control, even when it's not as intense as like a family situation. But I have also seen a situation recently where somebody who didn't like the fact that their sense of control or their sense of dominance in a situation was being challenged, they can fucking lash out. Yeah. You know, people's insecurities can really lead to some intense lashing out. It's amazing to see people's desire to protect themselves from truths.
That's such a good, there was something recently that happened with a friend of mine, and there was someone who was very wrong in this situation, but I was like, they'll have to, and people don't want to admit that they're wrong. They don't want to go, fuck. And I hope people would do that, but a lot of time people don't want to go, because if they go, fuck, I'm wrong, they have to be like, Jesus, I was a bit of a psycho there for that 20 minutes. So it's easier to be like, no, you're the bad person, than admit, yes, I've lost my mind for a second. And that's how, you're so right. People do. Some people lash out. You have to be very emotionally intelligent. I think they should teach that in schools. Emotional intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, they should teach people about, you know, feeling your feelings, communicating how you feel, showing how, you know, saying sorry is not an admission of weakness, that we all make mistakes. You know, all these things, I mean, they are things that should come from the family, but.
Yeah, or even things like, because a lot of people have mental health issues that they don't know about. And I was thinking, like, you know, I wonder if there's certain people who have mental health issues and then they did get the right help, would they look back and be like, oh, Jesus, I really needed that help? Like, I'm sure there's lots of people who just don't even realize that they have a bit of an issue in their head.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess in a way, like when we're kids, certainly, usually parents take you to a GP for like a checkup on the regular. Possibly society should really begin to get into like just general mental health checkups, so that, yes, it doesn't become a thing. So it's not a thing of like, I need a therapist. So suddenly it's like, I'm somebody that's gone to therapy, but it's actually just, oh, it's been 6 months. It's time to check in with, yes, the mental health professional and just spend 45 minutes being like, yeah, it's been good lately. There's been this and that. And then, you know, you can just, it's just a, almost like a thoughtless way of just checking in with who you are and where you're at.
Such a good idea. I think that's great. Like, I went to the dentist there and she was complaining I hadn't been in 4 years, and I was like, I need to get better at this. So you should be
exactly.
And my teeth look so good now.
Yeah, I had a bad spell of not going to the dentist, and then I got back on top of it.
It's gonna be my excuse to come home to Ireland once every 6 months now. I already booked in for January.
But you don't have Obamacare in the States?
I actually have dental insurance in America, and I went once and they were like, oh, we don't take it, even though I'd signed, and I got really confused. And I like my dentist.
You can, Well, you can find a dentist that takes the insurance, but it's not easy, but you can find somebody.
Yeah. I got to really look into it, but I have the health insurance over there and everything. So, but yeah, it was nice. It was nice to get my teeth cleaned. She was like, I can see you used to smoke. I was like, Jesus, that was like 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. I just get given out to for obviously not flossing enough.
Oh, she showed me how to brush my teeth, and I've been brushing my teeth wrong for my whole life.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It wouldn't even occur to me to brush my teeth the way she showed me.
What was her?
She was like, put the bristles up like soldiers and then shove it in. It was very aggressive.
Did she tell you need to floss?
Yes, of course. She was like, you've gum disease. I was like, and then she was like, it's nothing you get off somebody. She probably was asked one time, like, did they catch it off someone? Because
Did I catch gingivitis off somebody?
Because she's going, it's nothing you can get off anybody. I was like, oh, yeah, I know.
No, well, that's good. So what are you going to do with the shift, Katie? What's your plan?
Oh my God, my stomach just rumbled there. My plan is...
We met in real life, which I felt like was like, she doesn't need to do that.
I only did that because I wanted to up my interview skills and I had all that time in the bloody... Because some,
well, why didn't you just interview people and put it on the shift?
Oh yeah, I didn't, because I wanted no pressure. There's nobody listening. Do you know what I mean? I didn't even really post, only for the guests, so they didn't feel bad. Or if there was like a really funny thing that I could just have to post that day for like Instagram, but I just really wanted it to, like, no pressure, really improve my interview skills, because obviously we chat, we banter, that's grand. And then you're a very good interviewer, but it was something when I was like, I have this time during the pandemic, but I was never planning to do it for long term. I just wanted to pick a team and then focus on it and interview and be able to, like, keep my attention going for like 45 minutes. Well, I feel like that was a good little exercise.
Yeah, it was a good little exercise. I mean, I would have been happy if you just put them up on the shift. You know,
I know, I should have done that. I didn't even think of saying that to you. Could have done
that. I said to you at one stage, if you want to do interviews, or you could have put them on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did a little bit on the Patreon, and I need to do more for the Patreon. But yeah, so now I'm just focusing on that. And I'm not going back to work as well until after this TikTok thing. So I'll have lots of time now when I go back to...
And are you going to get... co-host, or are you gonna just keep getting guests?
My idea is, hopefully if this works out, is to have an American guest and an Irish guest going forward, or a person based in America, and to keep that kind of, because you know, you
transatlantic
had like, yes, exactly, because you had that sort of experience and you could always comment on that. So and then I've asked like a couple of people to come on to be guests, a couple of fun Irish people, so fingers crossed that they'll still do it in September, but they said they would. So,
well, now that the Zoom thing is working, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, there's I forgot, she's a great woman and I'm after forgetting her name. She said she'd do it.
Irish comedian.
Yeah, do you know, I look her up now.
Emma Doran.
No, she did it, she was brilliant. Oh, I'll have her back. Oh my God, she's amazing. Well, I asked the two Johnnies and they said they'd do it as well in a month, so fingers crossed they will actually do it. They'd be
see
great
about that. It'd be great to get them, yeah.
Oh my God, stop. They'd be absolutely brilliant.
How'd you get talking to the two Johnnies?
I messaged them a while back, and then they were like, we need to promote our thing, so that'd be great.
Yeah, they got this new RTE show.
Yeah. So I messaged loads of people ages ago, and I'm just hearing back from them now. You know yourself, but so hopefully they will. I'll have to message them again, but we'll see. You just don't know.
You don't know.
But Emma was brilliant. Emma's very funny. And Julie came on a couple of times. And then Tori said she'll help host if ever needs. But like, oh yeah, hopefully people still listen. And if they, you know, we'll see how it goes. Fingers crossed.
Steve will always go on.
Oh yeah. And people actually asked for Steve-O. I asked people who did they want. Yeah.
Steve will always go on. Who is the other Irish comedian?
The girl.
Eve Darcy?
No, I'm finding her now. Hold on. You keep
it doesn't
talking.
Matter.
I know, but you know what? It's going to annoy me now.
I know. It's annoying. It's annoying me as well.
She does. Her Instagram is like Giza. She does all these videos.
Oh, give us a laugh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to. Actually, I'm asking her to come on. Yeah, she's got a lot of fun. Give us a laugh. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was going to message her this week, funnily enough.
Oh, yeah. So she said she'd do it next week with Sarah Talmosh. So she's great. So I thought that'd be fun.
Yeah, she's a content one.
Yeah, so that's why I'm just going to try and keep like an Irish person with an American person as much as possible. So finger. Oh, Enya Martin. Jesus, I knew her name was.
That's give
like
us
her.
A laugh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. She's funny.
Yeah, I asked it. I asked a few others as well, but didn't hear back from them. So we'll see.
There's plenty of Irish. There's plenty of Irish comics, and there's plenty of Irish male comics. So you
yeah.
Won't be You won't be stuck.
I love the banter with me and Steve-O. I love Steve-O. Steve-O. He's so funny. He's so great.
He's great.
He really is. He's going to be mega. He's going to be a star.
He's going to be a star. Yeah. No, he's a good co-host. He's very reliable. Very reliable guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, that's the crack. I mean, listen, there's no difference. I'm just not doing the shift every week. Everything else is just the same, you know?
Yeah. And like,
it's not like a rift tore us apart.
No. Yeah. Like whenever you have to, you want to come back on and talk about the crack.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you have a topic you think that, you know, I can add to, I'll be back on.
Yeah. And, yeah. So
you're going to have your first sponsored read.
Okay. Are you reading it?
Did you get the email?
No.
Oh no, they're supposed to contact you. Don't worry. We'll talk about that off air, but they are meant to contact you.
Yeah. So that's great. That's so exciting. It'd be so nice.
You never know. You might start making some real money, Katie.
Oh, it'd be so nice to make money. Because now, like, yeah, you know, everything's so, I even found you were saying you couldn't sleep last night. I've been sleeping so well. Like, I actually only came back to Ireland because, well, I came back to Ireland because my grandmother was told she was dying and we'd be very close. I was her first grandchild for like the first 12 years and she never had a girl and stuff. The day before I get on the plane, my dad rings me and goes, there was some surgery and there was a very small chance that it was going to work. She wasn't going to do it. She decided to do it and she's not dying anymore.
Oh, well, that happens.
So I was like, well, I'm about to get on the plane. But now she's actually back in hospital. So I'm glad that I did come back and spend the time with her. Yeah. But I was like, when I came home, I was like, was this a trick? Were you just trying to get me back? And she was like, ha, 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 ha.
But it's nice that you got back.
Oh, look, do you know what I mean? Like, because my dad was like, look, you can come back when she dies. But like, wouldn't you rather come back now? Nothing's going on and spend the time with her. But he was like, totally up to you. But I was like, yeah, I think that's what I want to do. Like, you know, it's so
now,
much.
You'd be looking forward to getting back to some real weather, though, right?
No, the weather's been lovely here.
Really?
I was talking to Natalie and she said it was raining all this week. Her outdoor shows got cancelled. I wasn't even having FOMO.
It was not raining all this week. It was like
she said.
One day of rain.
Oh, well, you know, Natalie.
Yeah, fucking Lebanese people, that's a lot of rain, you know?
But yeah, so the weather, because we have, like, being in Longford in COVID is actually perfect because you're not missing the crack up in Dublin because nobody's going out. You know, none of my friends, I can't meet up with my friends. So you're literally just relaxing, like talking to the horses, all the animals. They grow their own fruit and veg here. It's lovely. It's like and then having the tea. I don't have a TV in New York. This is so nice. Come back and just watch TV.
Yeah, but the TV is cheap, Kate.
I know, When I go back, I'm going to start being a proper adult. I'm going to get curtains. I don't own curtains either. I'm going to get curtains.
Have you guys been like gathering around the 6-1 news waiting to find out how many COVID cases there were today in Ireland?
I know. It's so funny.
Irish people are so into like the COVID report. Oh my God.
They're so funny. Like everybody was like, are you going back to Kildare? Kildare's in lockdown. I was like, no, my family live in Longford now, so it's fine. But yeah, people are scared.
The Angelus is really like the fucking death knell now. You know, it's like, how many cases, how many deaths have we had in Ireland today? Bong, bong.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, or even like I said this on the last episode, but people who were partying at, you know, Berlin and like obviously our guests.
Oh, Berlin D2. Yeah, that was Jess Brennan.
Yeah. Well, like, Jesus, like, and you just don't know. I'm not going to comment on it because you don't know what was going on. But when I saw her name tagged in it, I was like, I felt bad for her because I was like, oh no, Jess, you're going to get in trouble.
I think she was fine. I think she likes the attention, to be honest.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Maybe she put up the video. Maybe she was like,
did put up the video.
Oh, did she? Yeah.
It was all off her Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have.
Marcus O'Leary used to do comedy too, and he's sitting there fucking dancing around. I was like, what are you people fucking
stupid? Oh, no. My God. Like, lads, even if you have your mask on, at least then no one can see it's you. But yeah, they all got caught. Jesus.
But yeah, no, it's very serious. But Aiden's still here, by the way. But he's still like every day is like 120 cases in Ireland yesterday, bro.
But no more death. I don't think there's more deaths.
Oh, no, there's not. No, there's not a lot of dying. There's like very few people on ICU. Not a lot of people on ventilators. You know,
which is good.
Yeah, listen, everybody deals with it differently. You know, over here in the States, I got a lot of people being like, yeah, after the election, there'll be no more COVID. Like, they think that, like, somehow COVID is a conspiracy against Donald Trump. It's like, yeah, the whole world's on lockdown trying to get rid of Donald Trump. Don't fucking flatter yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Only I'm not able to go to my brother's final today because I'm anti-Trump and it's all a conspiracy. Like,
the fuck? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not allowed to attend a GA match because fucking they're trying to get rid of Trump.
Yeah, now that's it. 100%. Like, literally have been just on a farm for 3.5 weeks just to prove to Trump. Like,
I know, but Ireland has 120 cases. So, like, you know, Suffolk County will have like 60 or 70 cases, just Suffolk County where I am now. And like, if they had 120 cases, people would still be considering like, wow, this is an exceptionally low number.
Yes.
Of COVID cases. You know, so it's a very different perception.
No, 100%. And that's the thing as well. Like, when they were all freaking out here, I was like, Jesus, in New York, like, the place was on fire. And you were like, ah, it's grand.
Yeah, it's grand.
You know? I'm like, 120 cases? What? That was just in my building. You know? I had COVID. Did I tell you I had COVID, Des?
Did you know that you had it?
Yeah, I have the antibodies. So
When did you get the antibody test?
A month and a half ago. So, like, before I came back here, when I went back to the doctor, she printed it off being like, you can still use this. But I said, last time I had like a flu was probably January. And she said, it could be that. Like, they say, they think that the last 6 months.
I think a lot of New Yorkers had it, you know?
Oh, yeah. And look, if it wasn't January, I easily could have gotten it all the way up until March. And she said, yeah, she had already done my physical. She was like, you're fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with you, but you have antibodies. So you're negative COVID. And I'll tell you this as well. The fucking COVID test in Ireland is an assault. It is way worse than the American COVID test.
You got one?
Yeah, yeah. Because I wanted, you obviously have to stay 2 weeks in isolation or whatever, but I just got it when I came back because there's seven of us. Now, I knew I couldn't have gotten it because I had the antibodies, but just to be safe and for peace of mind. And there's seven of us in the house and stuff. I got a COVID test here and she fucking... I'm telling you, she definitely took parts of my brain and she was there for a while. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's different types of tests. Might have like the older test in Ireland, but don't quote me on that. Cause I don't know. I've had two COVID tests the last few weeks and I'm getting one now in a couple of hours, but it's not super invasive, but it is up the nose. Like my eyes did tear up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my uncle said the same because he came back from San Francisco. He didn't say this to me now, but my stepmom was telling me that he said it was much harder to hear. But I got a bit of a fright then because I'd gotten the COVID test in America. And when they did it here, I was like, God, I hope, because I was so positive that it would come back negative. But when they did it further here, I was like, oh, maybe they didn't do it right. Maybe I didn't do it right.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah. But
I've talked to, there's a few people that were out here in March and April, and it turns out they had it too. And like, I was chatting to them at the time. And it's funny because at the time we all felt so safe out here in the little strip of sand. But two of them were like on the regular. When I had Becky, they were like always coming out, chat with me. And she was like, yeah, I had COVID that whole time. You know, that she was like 2 weeks like proper sick. You know?
I haven't had
an antibody. I have no. Well, I really don't. You know, like I don't think I would have got it in Ireland or even when I was in France that time. You know, we were doing podcasts. I was in France skiing. Yeah. There was a lot of people coming back skiing with it. But possibly I had, you know, low level symptoms when I was back in New York, but I also have no idea. And I haven't done the antibody test. But I do think some people are saying, and that there's no facts to back this up, that possibly one of the reasons why New York is not spiking, despite the fact that it's been open for quite a while, is that there's more herd immunity in New York City than people realize. That like the New York outbreak may have been more widespread than people gave it credit for. For example, like you've discovered you had, like a lot of people, more people than realize had it. Apparently, this is what some are saying.
Well, the New York Times said, because I posted a thing, but I didn't have the New York Times. And it was like basically saying that crowd immunity and New York might not get a second phase because so many people are testing positive for antibodies.
Yeah, that's the article that I read. Yeah. That's what I'm basing my information on.
But then people were messaging me like, where did you read that? And I was like, oh, it's the New York Times. It's not me. I didn't write this. Calm down. Don't come to me.
Yeah, well, people are very aggressive about it. Well, no, because they tested various neighborhoods in New York and Corona, Queens, coincidentally enough, had over 50% people testing positive for antibodies. Now, the antibody test is not super reliable, so this isn't like rock solid information. But based on this, you know, I guess potentially scientific information, because we're just not 100% sure about the antibody tests, it, you know, there may be a touch of hope in terms of that amount of herd immunity, but there's no guarantee. But we both read the same article.
Yeah. So like,
we'll see.
Yeah, fingers crossed. You know. It's so funny. Like everybody's. I know a lot of listeners probably don't see this, but I see it. Did you read the New York is Dead article? I didn't read it at all.
I quickly read a bit of science. I just don't care.
I know, it just seemed like so many people posting being like, oh yeah, guys, if you left, stay out. And I'm like, I'm coming back.
No, New York's
come back in a few days.
New York's going to be totally fine. This is going to be over and everything's going to go back to normal. You know?
Absolutely. Our landlord won't even drop our rent. But anyway, we'll see. I was hoping he would.
How long is your lease?
I'm not on a lease, just my roommate. So I don't really understand, but I think it renews in August. So I think she asked him and he said no.
Oh, really? Well, I guess she can say we're leaving then. See what he says.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of deals around.
Yeah, I know. I guess she said that because he hasn't ever upped the rent before, he's kept it stagnant, which is good.
Oh, so probably better to just leave it.
Yeah. And she said that, you know, you could go to another place and it might go up every year, whereas he's saying he'll never up it. So
it's all good. Plus, who wants to move?
I couldn't be arsed. Yeah. I don't want to. Well, first thing I do when I'm going back, though, is I'm being an adult because I'm nearly 30. I'll be 30 in a month and I'm buying curtains and I'm going to do my room up properly. I'm not living like this cheap little hobo I've been living like at living. So,
right. That's good, Katie. Get that TikTok money and fucking upgrade your life.
It's not even time that much.
It's time for an upgrade.
It's enough for me not to text the bar when I go back. They're like, let us know when you're back. I'm like, okay, I won't be Instagram storying in New York for the next. I'll be still posting pictures, pretend I'm in Ireland.
All right. Well, I got to go.
Okay. This is great. Good luck with your COVID test.
Oh, thank you. And sure, I'll be back on soon. I'll give you an update.
Do that'd be great.
Keep in touch IRL, Katie.
Yes. Wait, in real life?
Yeah.
You mean like on the phone?
Yeah, just keep in touch like normal humans.
Okay, I will, yeah. That's great. Okay.
And I like just getting off and letting you edit.
I know. Yeah. Well, here's the only problem. I realized how many times I say like now, and it's really bothering me. I stayed up till 3 a.m. one of the nights editing out my likes just as a punishment to myself to stop doing it. Because in one sentence, I said like 10 likes. I just did it again. I have a problem. So
don't worry, it's fine. I say to be honest all the time.
I know it's hard when you are editing every
episode. I say to be honest for no reason.
I say but at the end of sentence, and then I don't say anything else. It's really annoying.
It's all the shit that's been annoying me the whole time, Katie, but I still maintained a friendship with you. I've been listening
listeners
back to you.
Can't see, but I had a shocked face.
I've been listening back to your voice for a year and a half.
I know, you poor man, especially with the high.
I'm only joking because I haven't. None of that stuff was bothering me.
I know,
the only thing that ever bothered me was that sometimes you would get so high that it would be like. Yes. Fucking hell.
I know. I broke the sound barrier in one of the last episodes. Like, you can see it go up over the thing. I was like, oh. I was like, I can't even fix that. Sorry, lads. Don't even know how to fix that.
And the other annoying thing with Zoom, I'm sure you've noticed, is just like, it's very hard to have the back and forth. Like, sometimes people just naturally over each other and it's just such a pain.
Well, I spend, because I'm such a psych. Well, also because it wasn't just banter between me and you, and I didn't want anybody, because they're going to. You know, I hate negative reviews and I get that people are going to do that. But I was like, I really don't want them to write anything about the sound. So I spent hours the other day cutting out because there's empty splices where there's that delay. So I literally spent hours just editing that out. I drive myself insane.
Well, sometimes the delay is worse than normal. It depends on the people's Wi-Fi, you know. But what I do find is handy is because, not that we're going to bore the listeners with this, but when you're using the separate tracks, like, because the Zoom is going to give you two tracks, when you're using the separate tracks, sometimes you can kill off people talking over each other by deciding whose voice is more important and then just killing the other voice for a sec. And then it just doesn't sound like so much mayhem.
Yeah, that's what I was doing as well. Like, I spent hours editing the other day, but it's good to, I just like that. It's like art for me. I'm like, I get really into it. Yeah. But yeah,
and after a while though, you're like, fuck it.
But I've noticed with the Irish guests, so we had Sean and Michael, and both their internets were fucking shocking. Like, and they're both, one's in Cork, I guess, and the other's in Limerick. But when I was going over, they'd be like, or like, you know, these weird.
Oh, really?
Noises. Yeah, they're in, and even their picture was kind of fuzzy. Their internet is just so bad. So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But anyway, you know, as best as they could.
All right, well, sure, go on. I leave it to it.
Good luck.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.